This morning, then, we're looking at Matthew chapter 5, and particularly verses 27 to 30. This evening, God willing, verses 31 and 32. Let me read to you verses 27 to 30 again, where Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell." This morning we're looking at one of those passages in the Bible that reminds us why it is good to consecutively preach through books of the Bible. Because preachers, and this preacher is no different, would like to skip a passage like this. Much easier not to preach about this area of life. But there are two reasons why it is actually very important for us to hear what the Lord Jesus Christ says here. One is that these words of the Lord Jesus Christ are important and we need to hear them. And I'm trusting that by the help of the Holy Spirit, I won't stray to the right or the left, but keep to what Jesus himself has said. He said these words not to wound us to death, but to bring us healing and for his glory. And there's another reason why I'm encouraged to bring these words to you, and that is we are to be a congregation who love to hear the truth of the Word of God and who want to hear that truth, even when it hurts or disturbs or cuts into us. And in this passage, the Lord Jesus Christ shows us the deadliness of sexual immorality. And he reminds us that sexual immorality occurs not only physically and literally, but that it takes place in the heart. Indeed, the root of sin, Jesus reminds us again and again in Matthew chapter 5, the root of sin is in the heart. It's not just external action, but the internal working of the heart as well. And the only hope for cleansing and healing for your heart this morning is in the Savior Jesus Christ. Now, we've seen in Matthew chapter 5 that Jesus sets forth the righteousness of the kingdom of God. He speaks about the way you enter that kingdom and the way you live in that kingdom. And he does that in contrast to the teaching of the Pharisees. The Pharisees suspected that Jesus was teaching against the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments. So he makes it clear. He is not someone who has come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. He's not against the moral law of God, not against the Ten Commandments. He interprets it correctly. It's the Pharisees who actually are against the law of God, because they have misinterpreted it. They have scaled down the law's demand. But the Lord Jesus Christ, the infallible lawgiver, is here to interpret it for us in a way that cuts into the heart. Now, the Bible always, as it speaks to two different groups of people, believers and unbelievers. Here, even religious unbelievers. People who are religious and yet in their hearts are not fully trusting in Jesus Christ. And in these words, then, the Lord Jesus Christ wants to do two things. He wants believers to be careful that we don't just become external as we think about keeping the law. And to realize the law speaks to the heart and the thoughts and the motives and the actions of the heart. And for unbelievers, even religious unbelievers, to realize that religion is empty and law-keeping is vain unless it causes you to trust in Jesus Christ, the Saviour, to be filled by his Spirit and to walk in his ways. So first we see her this morning in verses 27 to 30. First of all, Jesus contradicts the Pharisees' interpretation of the law. Jesus contradicts. He shows how the Pharisees' interpretation of the law is wrong. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But Jesus wants to make it absolutely clear that the commandment cannot be kept by literally abstaining from physical action. The commandment reaches to a deeper level because the law is a matter of the heart. Now again, notice Jesus is not attacking the Ten Commandments. But the law, Lord Jesus is attacking this misinterpretation of it that makes it just external. As long as it looks okay, everything is okay. No, says Jesus, what about your heart? Now the Pharisees prided themselves that they were the ones who kept the law above everything. The Pharisees' problem, though, was not that they went too far with their law keeping. It was that when it mattered, the heart, they didn't really go with the law at all. The question the Pharisees asked is, what's the minimum I have to do to obey the law of God? To put it in our contemporary language, the Pharisee wants to know, is it legal? But the Pharisee doesn't want to know, is it moral? Is it right? What's the minimum I need to do to keep the law? Can I do this without being pursued by the law? I don't care if it's immoral. I don't care if it's unethical. I just want to know, is it illegal? Can I get away with it? Now, that attitude of the Pharisees shows the actual attitude of the Pharisees to God. The law is God's law. It's good. It reflects a God who is good. So Jesus, in this passage, is undermining this external idea of keeping the law. Now, if you've read any of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you have seen that the Pharisees were harsh on physical adultery. There are several instances in the Gospels where people who had been caught into adultery were falling into the hands of the Pharisees, and the Pharisees were quick to administer sharp justice, harsh justice, when it suited them. So the Pharisees wanted to be harsh on the breaking of this commandment. But Jesus points out later, and God willing we look at this evening, in their view of the divorce law, they were very lenient. In fact, the Pharisees had gone back to the book of Deuteronomy, read a passage there from Moses, which said a man could send his wife away if he found something unclean or indecent in her. The Pharisees interpreted that so broadly, they would allow a man to